Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. I am so happy for you guys to be here tonight. I am so happy that it's a good night. It's going to be relaxing. We have a guest tonight, and we're so happy for you to be in the midst of the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of who we are and what we do and what this platform is all about. The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed of artists to market their content, promote their crafts of showcasing their artistics, their talents, abilities, and gifts and powers. The platform also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, and get inspired through the program. We will open your mind to share and listen. It is also important for us to state the creativities who have outcomes, their different struggles such as depression, drugs, and disabilities, and highly welcome to welcome forward and share their life stories. I am so happy for our guest tonight, and our guest is Beautiful Fire. I am Beautiful Fire. Can you hear me?
I am so glad to be here. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we're so happy for you to be here tonight.
I'm very good. I am so blessed to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And can you tell your audience where you're from?
I am from a place called Heaven. I live in Miami, Florida, though. But we are all from a high place. It's the home of the divine. So that's where I'm from, and that's where we're all from.
Yes. Love it. Love it. And can you please tell us more about your journey as an artist, a poet, and how life been as an artist?
Well, let me first start out by saying life is so beautiful in so many ways because creation is beautiful. So to have that opportunity to create something on the outside is such a beautiful journey for me every single day. You know, because whether or not we know it, we create with our thoughts, our words, our feelings, our actions every single day. But to have specific, tailored desire to bring something beautiful, which poetry is something that is beautiful. To formulate poetry from the inside out is such an honor. So my journey as an artist has always been, from the very beginning, I was created to create, and I have been writing for as long as I can remember. As a child, I always wanted to exercise the freedom of creativity. So I've been creating since I was here, since my creator formed and fashioned me. I have been creating. Within the last couple of months, though, I started honing back in on poetry. About 7 years ago, I performed at a poetry slam. There was an actor who was coming to the university that I attended at the time, and I was very impressed by the show that he was the main actor on, and he had a poetry foundation. He had a poetry foundation, and I wanted to meet him so much. So I decided to write a piece, and I had to perform this piece at a preliminary event. And I wrote the piece, and it came out so well. And I performed it at the preliminary event. And then I was able to go to the event, the big showcase. It was a wonderful experience. And from then on, I could write poetry, like poetry is all about beautiful writing. I knew I could write beautifully from that moment on. Nonetheless, life, the worries of life started to cave in around me, and I started to do things more for monetary gain, such as real estate and all of these things, just to cover up my inability.
Nice.
Just to, you know,
interesting.
Yes, right. But within the last couple of months, I decided to go back into something that I love. So it was 7 years that I did not write poetry or perform any poetry, but now I am back doing it full time. It is my
exciting occupation. Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. And what would you say of your accomplishments that you have proud of? Have you any published books, any CDs, or anything like that?
Currently, I'm actually producing my first collection, and it's volume one. It is titled I Am Beautiful Fire. It should be completed within the next 3 weeks, and I will be putting it up for pre-order shortly. I also create poetic guided meditations, which will be released in the month of October, coming up soon on all social media platforms. So I have already created these things in the unseen realm, and I'm excited to bring them into fruition in the scene. They have already been conceptualized inwardly, and they're already on their way being made physically. So we're in the process of editing volume one of I Am Beautiful Fire. And I Am Beautiful Fire is for the passionate, refined woman. And it's going to have different themes in there to help keep the blaze flamed and going.
Interesting. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far, and what was enduring you to overcome such struggles?
So in my particular lifetime, actually in this lifetime, the main struggle that I would say I had, or the person I created to cope had, was not being able to answer the questions of life for myself. And the questions of life, there are seven, you know, it's who am I, where am I from, why am I here, what can I do, where am I going, in what time, and what is the measure. I never knew how to answer those questions. I didn't know where I was from. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was capable of doing. I didn't know why I was here. And it caused a lot of self-esteem issues. It caused a lot of depression. It caused a lot of things that never had to come into fruition if I would have been able to answer those questions for myself from the very beginning. So that was a struggle, yet I am so grateful to say that I have overcome the struggle of life, which is answering those questions for myself and living out the answers day by day.
Love it. And what would be your advice to other poets facing the same similar challenges that you have managed to overcome?
I would say, if you lack wisdom in any way, seek first the divine. And there is nothing that the divine of all creation will not answer and give to you. But it starts with acknowledging that there is a divine to seek after. So I would say, for anybody who is struggling in any way, ask and you shall receive. If you do not know how to answer those questions for yourself, all you have to do is ask, and they will be given unto you. So that's what I would say.
Love it. Love the encouraging words. So we know that you have a poem for us, your first poem. So here goes.
Yeah.
Ready for it?
I'm excited. This is called tunes of Refinery. Since we're on our way, play us a song from our radio. A song of victory with fiery beats of triumphant abilities. On our way, we'll play songs of love, light, and everything nice. With blazes for trouble with all refinement in sight. Sights just right, no plights on our way. Play us a song from our radio. A tune of Refinery after repeated agility, a fuel-laced trajectories towards gold victories. Play us a song from our radio. Our radio of solidarity, where we're one with disc jockeys that don't mind playing repeats. Repeats of divine destinies, of those who live beautifully, victory after victory. Play us a song from our radio. We're on the way. We'll let it play respectfully. Thank you.
Woo! Love it. Love it. Love it. We're so happy for that poem. It's very inspirational. Continue to write. Continue to be creative. Continue to let God use you for everything in the world. So as a poet, what is like being on this platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
This is such a beautiful experience, and I just want to honor you and thank you, Kiana, for inviting me on this platform. It is beautiful in every way because there are artists all around the world, and we are all journeying, and to give people the opportunity to come and share their creativity as we are created to create is such an amazing opportunity. So I feel like this is the place to be, and I'm so glad to have been welcomed here.
Thank you, and I'm so happy you're my guest for tonight, all the way from Miami and everything. So we know you have another poem for your audience.
Yes, I do, and thanks again for the opportunity. This one is called Crackling Pops. Awakened by the crackling pops of the fire we set last night. Victory dance to the fire, victory dance to the pops. A melodious rhythm, a sound for all to hear. All rebels to our goodness were burned up in the fire that blazed through the night, leaving a canister empty and nothing but refinement behind. A refinement so pure, shining brighter than the highest of carats of gold. Victory danced to the fire, victory danced to the pots. It was the purity for us. The eyes within that twinkled on out as we danced to our reflection, intimately, lovingly, passionately. It was the fire for us. Victory dance to the fire. Victory dance to the pot. Thank you.
Thank you. Love that poem. Once again, continue to stay creative. And I love your name, I Am Beautiful Fire. That is a great name. So lovely and everything. Question. If you was able to offer advice for the next generation poets who wish to become a own poet, what would it be and what steps would you recommend them to be?
I would say to seek the one inwardly first, because everything starts in the unseen before it is conceptualized in the seen. If it is done the opposite direction, it comes with a lot of pain, and I knew all about that in past lives. So I would say to definitely seek first the divine, as I mentioned earlier. Seek the one, and you will receive all the beauty you need to be that beautiful poet, because poetry is all about beautiful writing. And in order to tap into true beauty, you have to tap within and seek first self, seek first who created you, the Most High. So I would say that would be my number one step that I would say to everybody who is desiring to be a poet. Go inward first. Go inward first, because that is where all of the beauty lies. And if anything in there that is not of beauty in any way, if you seek first the one, he will uncover everything that is murky in order for that true beauty to shine through. So that would be step number two. And that would be step number one. Step number two is everything that you receive on the inside, begin to create it on the out. But it does take diligence. It does take proper management. And as you begin to seek the one, he will point you in the direction so that you can learn about all of what it takes to be a manager. Personally, I have access to a lot of communities. A community that I am a part of, We Are God's Image, and you could find me at wearegodsimage.com/beautifulfire, where we help individuals represent the one, the Most High Living God, in their trade. So that is what I am on here even discussing this evening, representing the Most High Living God in everything that I am doing. And in this poetry, it all starts from the inside to the out. So if you would like more information and to be helped as a poet, that's what I would say to do. I would say to check us out at wearegodsimage.com, seek first the one, and then come over there so that we can guide you in the right direction.
Thank you. Thank you for so much information. And thank you for, once again, being on our podcast. So I know you have another poem for us, for your audience.
I do. And this is called Please You. I love you enough to please you. So here is my offering. An offering of fuel, sand, and wood. Guaranteed to keep you lit all night. Flames dance just right. Wood perched, light bright. You love me just so right. Because you are pleasure personified. Defined by the divine. Yes, pleasure me. Bring your offering. This kind of offering is honoring. And we honor you for the fuel, the fan, the wood that lives within. Bring us your offering. Thank you.
Thank you. I am so happy for that poem. Once again, our beautiful fire. I am beautiful fire. She is very giving us a warm touch. She's giving warm poems. So we know you have another poem for us.
Yes, I do. And I am excited to share this poem. Thank you so much again for the opportunity. This has been so beautiful so far. And I just look forward to everybody experiencing these poems as I have experienced them. This one is called Fire Woman. Save the day, why don't you? Goblins of dimness don't stand a chance around you. Superwoman, supernatural in every way. Adorned with capes of fiery heroism. The heroic acts of your blaze are a sight for all to see. Your arsenal equipped with the fuel of love to light the way. Fear cowers at the mere flicker of your power. Superwoman, supernatural in every way. Light the night, why don't you? Go ahead and light the day. Thank you.
Woo! Love it, love it, love it. We're so happy for once again for I Am Beautiful Fire. We're so happy for her to be on this podcast tonight. And can you tell the people to where to find you again, and any more events you have for people to follow you and different things like that?
I would love to. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So you can follow me on all social media platforms. Anybody who's listening, at I Am Beautiful Fire, at I Am Beautiful Fire. That's on Instagram. TikTok, I'll be uploading things soon. YouTube, we have some stuff on there already. I Am Beautiful Fire. Facebook.com/ I Am Beautiful Fire. And I look forward to us connecting together. Again, you could check me out at www.wearegodsimage.com/beautiful fire. So everywhere you go, you're going to be able to find me at I Am Beautiful Fire, www.wearegodsimage.com/beautiful fire. I will be assisting poets in the next coming weeks to help people get that beautiful poetry from the inside out and to represent the one, the way we were created to represent. So, yes, that is my information, and I look forward to connecting with you all in your own special way.
Thank you. Thank you. And so at the end, can you tell us what can you leave for the generation for generation?
The generation for generation is to leave the truth. Always carry the truth. The love, the light, the fire. That's what I would say. Leave the one, which is self. Everybody who is listening, we are to leave a legacy of self, of oneness with the divine and everything else that comes along with the divine. So that is what I would end off by saying. Leave a legacy of oneness with self and with the family of the divine. Thank you.
Thank you. So everyone, like you say, thank you for letting I Am Beautiful Fire come through. Show us her creativity, her work, and everything. Remember, please go check her out for her events, for her things, everything she has going on. Continue to follow her. And thank you guys for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. We have a next guest next week. So please come out next week and check out a new artist of next month, which is next week in September. So once again, thank you guys for coming on tonight, and we'll see you guys next time. Have a great evening. Bye.
Good night. Bye.